to make look like flowers, and they stick them on the end. They're very sharp.
Looks like swords, long. You know, yeah. It's a rounded plant with all these things sticking out on them.
And
they're big.
They're very, very
and
sharp.
And a needle-like on the end.
That's why they call them Spanish mm-hmm. bayonets, is because the ends are, you know, very sharp. And Spaniards, I think. See, all of this was part of the Spanish land grant. Mm-hmm. And the Spaniards brought a lot of this over.
They brought those plants over, you yeah. think?
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it has a beautiful white flower at a certain time of the year on top of mm-hmm. it. But, boy, if you get it stuck into you, it can be very, very bad.
It's poisonous?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so most people either cut off the tips or they put on, like, these little flower things made out of the egg cartons so that people can see.
Say someone was going to go fishing, something they could dig up to use to fish with, that would be...
What, a cane pole or something?
No, something they dig up. To
dig
put
up? Oh, worms.
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds? Or?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
But she wouldn't know, and I don't know too much.
What about a little fish that you could use for
minnow? A minnow?
Uh-huh. And something you could use for saltwater fishing.
Shrimp?
Uh-huh. And if you were going to buy some of those, you'd ask for 2 or 3 pounds of...
Bait?
Or... Mm-hmm. If you're talking about the shrimp, you'd ask for 2 or 3 pounds of...
Well, I don't know. They just always call them bait shrimp, you know?
Uh-huh.
They have a special kind, you know.
Or you get the live shrimp. Mm-hmm. You would ask for so many, like, mm-hmm. dozens.
What's the plural of shrimp? Would you say shrimps or shrimp?
Shrimp.
Okay.
Shrimp.
Your Negro says shrimps.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you find in a freshwater stream. It's got claws on it.
Crab?
Or it's long and it's got claws on
Lobster?
It. Lobster? It's like a lobster, only it's freshwater.
Crawfish?
Okay. Do people eat those around here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
How do they cook them?
Broil them. Well, you broil them first, and then you slit the shell. You mostly eat just the claws, you know.
Uh-huh.
Don't you, on a crawfish? And then you slit the shells and...
The tail,
yeah. And then you... slit it, you know, so that it's open up, and you broil it with garlic butter or something on it, you know, for about 5 minutes in the under the broiler.
Hmm. I knew they ate them in Louisiana. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They come from the Keys down here.
Are they salt water?
Well, those would be salt water ones around there.
Yeah, those are salt water. I'm not familiar at all.
Well, over around Blue Springs and things over here, where you get a lot of crabs and clams and crabs and crawfish.
You get your blue shell crab that over here we're not too familiar.
Yeah, be quiet.
You sound like a homeworm.
And something that makes a noise around the lake at night.
A bird?
Something
a lake
croaks.
Loon or something?
Something else. It makes a croaking noise.
Oh, fog.
Uh-huh. What do you call the big ones?
Bullfrog?
Uh-huh. And the little ones, the little tiny ones, get up in the trees or come out
tree frogs?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear spring frog or green frog? Or?
No, little green frogs.
The little green frogs are teeny.
Yeah, I've seen little green frogs.
Uh-huh. Or is those what you call tree frogs?
I think so.
And the kind that hops around on the ground.